Hi, and welcome to Elevating Business, the podcast that gives you tips and tricks for how to start, grow, and sell your online business. Also, take a look at our resource website, emilyandblair.com, for more info around how you can make your business better. But for now, here's today's episode. Hello, and welcome to episode 179. How to do a technical SEO audit of your website without needing to hire a professional. So what I wanted to run through today was basically looking at your website and doing an audit yourself without having to get, you know, a developer or pay anyone to do this for you. Because these days there's so much good software out there that you know, we can use that to do these sorts of things ourselves. We don't need to necessarily rely on a professional. However, the footnote to this is that sometimes when you do your audit, you might find things within that audit that you need to improve and you don't know how to do that, or you don't have the skills or the knowledge to do that. And so you may have to actually get a professional in to actually do some of the fixes for you. But doing the audit part allows you to look at a number of things that could be wrong with your website, and it also gives you some of those things which you can fix yourself. Now, a lot of the software that we can talk about today will explain how to fix those problems. So it's kind of one of those things. You do the audit, and then you go through and you pick the ones that you can do, and then you might have to get some of the other more technical ones done by an external party. And that's where, you know, like if you don't have a developer, that's where sort of freelancers on Upwork and things can come in and really help you out, you know, without, you know, charging you too much. Okay, so let's get started. So I guess the purpose of a technical SEO audit is really looking to identify and fix any of the technical issues on your website that may impact its visibility and performance in search engine result pages. So basically, Google looks at your website, and if it picks up on technical issues or performance issues, you know, it could be the speed of your website because it's slow, because you've loaded all your images too big. You know, all of that sort of things can be quite detrimental to where you perform in the search results. So you want to make sure that your website is as technically correct as it possibly can be. Hence why we want to do an audit. Okay, so, you know, the issues that can come up is, you know, the crawlability of your website. You know, your website may not be that well set up in terms of its structure, so it's not very crawlable by the search engine bots, and that's a problem, obviously. You know, indexability, you know, it may not be able to index certain pages and things, site speed, mobile friendliness, and, you know, the list goes on. Okay, so how do you do this? Well, luckily, just as I said before, there's SEO audit tools. Okay, so a couple of them, Screaming Frog is a really good one. Have a look at that. SEMrush, Ahrefs, you know, all of these softwares crawl your website and they'll identify those technical issues. So they can provide these sort of valuable insights into areas that need improvement. You know, they'll bring up things like broken links, what, you know, if you've got duplicate content, missing meta tags, you know, and the list goes on and on. Now, one thing to note about these, they are generally free to begin with. You can get a very high level report and sort of use of the product without sort of, you know, having to pay any money. But if you really want to get into a deep depth of your SEO audit, you may have to get a subscription to these softwares. So bear that in mind. You know, it might pay to pick one and pay for the subscription, and that way you'll get all of the features that are available. You know, and you really probably should do that if you're going to, you know, take your audit seriously, because the base level information they give for free probably isn't enough to do a heck of a lot of, you know, improvements to your site. Okay, so the, one of the first things you want to be doing is checking the site crawlability and indexability. So basically what you're trying to do is verify that search engines can crawl and index your website properly. So you need to check for issues such as blocked pages, improper use of the robot.txt directives, And even no index tags, they're accidentally applied to important pages. So looking for all of these things, you can then check out how crawlable your website's going to be and then go and fix some of these issues. A lot of these things in around crawlability actually turn up through accident rather than purpose. So you might find things that have been done wrong and you can go and fix those, and it's quite a quick win for that. Another thing you want to do is you want to assess the site speed and the performance of your website. So that's the website's loading speed and its performance. So you can use tools like Google PageSpeed Insights. That's a free tool by Google. Really good information. Gives you information about your site's load speed and all of these other factors that it looks that the search engines look at, and also your users look at. They want to have a fast loading website. They want to be able to navigate it easily and all the rest of it. Another one is GT Metrics. I think that's gone to a paid subscription now, but it's still a really good tool. And basically, it will scan your site. The beauty of it, you can scan other people's sites as well and see how your competition's doing and what problems they've got. But I think it's, either using Google PageSpeed Insights or GT Metrics is very good, something you should be doing all the time to continually monitor your website. So it allows you to address those issues such as the large file, image files, excessive HTTP requests, and server response time. So you might be going, well, what is all this, stuff you're talking about? Like, how can I fix my server response time? Well, you've got your website hosted with somebody. Go and have a, like, if you bring up a result where your website's slow or the performance is coming up slow on Google PageSpeed Insights or GT Metrics, you can go and talk to your host and say, right, why or what options have I got to increase my hosting speed? And basically what they will probably offer you is an upgraded plan so you can get faster hosting and faster load times. So that's kind of what you need to do. So this podcast is really an overview of stuff you can do. You'd really need to dig deeper into all of these things. Just Google search it and you'll be able to find how to address these issues. The good thing about some of the softwares I'm mentioning, as I said before, they have help sections and little information icons that you can click on, and it'll actually tell you, how do I fix this? GT Metrics is great. It's got a little thing on each thing. How do I fix this issue? How do I improve this problem? So that tells you how to actually do it. So that's one of the key things, is identifying the issues, but then also being able to know how to fix them. Okay, the other thing you want to make sure is the mobile friendliness. So you need to test your website's mobile friendliness. So Google's mobile friendly test tool is another good one to use. Google PageSpeed Insights, you can select desktop or mobile. So you can toggle between the two. And that will also show you, because it'll show you basically, you can have a better performance on desktop than you can on mobile. So that's really important to know. Like, you might load fast on desktop, but really load slowly on mobile. So you want to make sure that you're making both options really, work well and optimized for, basically Google search. So again, when you're looking at that, just remember there's more than one device, and more than one screen size. So it's not just desktop and mobile. There's multiple mobile sizes. There's tablets, and we always forget about the tablet, but there is a fair amount of users who use a tablet, and that sort of sits between obviously a desktop normal screen and a mobile screen. So you want to have a look at all three of those. So don't forget the tablet size. Okay, another one you want to do is check for duplicate content, okay? Because duplicate content can negatively impact your search rankings. So use tools like SiteLiner or CopyScape, and what they do is they identify that duplicate content issues, and then you can take action to change that one of those duplicates. You can change it so it's not duplicate to the other page anymore, and therefore you've resolved that issue. Have a look at your site structure and internal linking. Make sure that you've got a proper site structure and internal linking structure. So it's logical, it's organized, and it's easy to navigate for both users and also the search engine bots. Because if you've got a really nice site map and it's really clear about this page goes to this page and is related to that page, then it's a lot easier for the bots to crawl it. And so you will be, looking good in the eyes of Google. But it's also easy for your users to navigate the site. And remember, users bounce time. If the site is easy for your user to use and navigate around, they're going to stay on your site longer. If the site is confusing and hard to find the way around, you're likely to lose users, and therefore your bounce rate will be a lot higher. So bounce rate is basically how long the person stays on your site before they bounce off and go somewhere else. So you really want your bounce rate to be low. You want people to be hanging around on your site because Google looks at that and they go, right, if people are hanging around on someone's website, the website must be serving that consumer well. And so we will, basically give them credit for that. So you will improve in the search rankings. Okay, the other thing is you want to look at any of the technical errors, things like broken links, 404 errors, or server errors that may negatively impact the user experience and the search engine's crawler's ability to actually access your website. So the software we talked about before will start scanning and bring up any issues. There's plugins you can use if you're using WordPress that will scan your site for broken links each week and send you an email about that, telling you how many broken links you've got to go and fix. Again, some of the softwares will give you that 404 errors. So no one likes getting on, a website and it comes up with the error 404, can't, display the content that you want to see. So you want to make sure that you're getting rid of all of those because no one, is going to hang around and look at your website if they're coming up with errors. Okay, so these are some of the main things that you will find and when you set up an audit for your website. A lot of these items we've talked about will come up when you do scans with like GTmetrix or Ahrefs or any of those softwares. So go and have a play with them, do an audit, run some audit figures on your website, work out what are the easy wins, the quick wins that you can fix yourself, and what are the slightly harder ones that are going to take a bit more time to fix and may need a professional. And then you can basically put a plan of attack together. You can say, right, well, this week I'm going to do all of the easy wins, and I'm also going to contact someone to start working on the harder stuff. And that might take a month, it might take a couple of weeks. So that's the best way of doing it, put a plan together. The key thing, as we always say with any of this sort of work, is once you've done your technical SEO audit and you've implemented those necessary fixes, what you want to do is, again, monitor your website's performance over time. Use tools like Google Analytics and Google Search Console. Continually look for trends. So, if your website's got a downward trend on impressions and things, maybe you've got some technical issues in the site that you need to then go and do another audit and fix, because your downward trend in terms of impressions in Google Search Console may be Google telling you, hey, we've got issues with your site, and so we're not going to send as much traffic to you. So always got to keep an eye on your search rankings and always look to run regular audits. And you might want to schedule that, maybe put a calendar appointment in for, I don't know, once every month, once every 3 months to run an audit and see where you were compared to last time. The good thing with most of these softwares we've been talking about, like say, for example, GTmetrix, it will save a copy of your last run audit. And so you can do a comparison straight away. You can see what the performance was last time, what the performance is this time, and look at why that may have changed or it may have stayed the same. And hey presto, go get a cup of tea. If you've managed to keep your website running at the same performance, good for you. Okay, so that's all we have time for in this episode 179, how to do a technical SEO audit of your website without needing to hire a professional.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Elevating Business.
Make sure to check out our resource website, emilyandblair.com, for more tips and tricks for how you can grow and make your business more successful.